Something happened last night where you sent me a text message regarding Kilroy. And I was trying to, I'm like, I remember vaguely something about Kilroy maybe coming up, but I actually can't place it. And I was really embarrassed because my brain.
You mean on the show?
On the show. I was like, yeah, you must have said something yesterday about Kilroy, but it's only been 5 hours since we taped, and I actually can't even remember why that came up or exactly what you're talking about. And then around the exact same time you're texting me about something related to Kilroy, I get a tweet from one Lynn Pham, super listener Lynn Pham, who made a never-ending loop of you saying this.
Kilroy! 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 Kilroy!
How long do you want to let this go on? Do you just want to keep it as a bed underneath us for a while? Or do you want me just to bring it all the way out?
That is very possibly the most upsetting thing I've ever heard.
Even worse than Kim Cattrall scatting?
I think I would take Kim Cattrall's key dogging over that. That is so uncomfortable for me to listen to.
Okay, I will stop it now. By the way, that means that we will never play the intro that I used today ever again on the show because it contained both Kim Cattrall scatting and that sound.
Surprisingly enough, I think because of the music, it didn't bother me as much in the intro, and also I guess I knew it was only going to be a limited amount of time. What scared me about what you just described is it sounds like that's something that could play for an almost infinite amount of time.
Yes, it could. Lynn gave us a 3-minute loop of it. But anyway, so I'm getting this thing from Lynn. I'm getting text messages from you, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm still not piecing this all together. So with Lynn's help, I was like, Lynn, could you remind me exactly what happened in the show yesterday to start all of that? And he said, yeah, go to minute 47, second 12, and you'll hear this. So after we had those conversations, I said, you know, I'm going to go I need to go to a Benihana. And I think it was either you or our boss, Steve Nelson, who said, really, you don't need to. Like, you're fine.
You absolutely need to. Tell that Kilroy.
Kilroy. Kilroy.
That was a Kilroy reference, Andrew.
I don't get it, but I wanted to make sure that you were able to do it in the clear so that people could grab that tape and use it in the future. Well, as I guessed, somebody did grab that tape and used it in the not-too-distant future.